Welcome, everyone, to the Prince Huda Podcast, or welcome back. I'm your host, Prince Huda. And if you're listening, you might not notice a damn thing, but if you're watching, you might notice a different background behind me. We'll get into that this week. First, I want to introduce my co-host, the man making the many faces next to me, ladies and gentlemen, Coach Chippy on my right. How are you doing, sir?
Oh, we're flowing today, baby. It's a great Wednesday evening as we're recording this podcast. I had a great workout today. I was in the gym pumping chest, and then I rollerbladed for the first time about an hour ago. Not my first time, but I was 10 the last time I was on a pair of rollerblades, and I had a leg day yesterday, and I almost pulled my groin. So that's what I'm coming off of the last 4 hours. Is a extremely intense chest exercise to nearly tearing my groin on rollerblades. How was your day, Prince?
Pretty good. I mean, no tears, nothing crazy to report. I did do legs today, so a bit sore, a bit stiff in the lower back, which is exactly what you want to hear at this age of prime 25, lower back issues, but that's neither here nor there. I'm in the present moment right now. We're talking, we're flowing. And the first podcast from the brand new Crib Oz.
Oh, bachelor pad, Prince?
I guess you could say that. I mean, right now, looking at this background, it's not virtual. It does look like a bit of a prison cell in here, but I will get some wall art up around.
Mixing some paintings on that wall, Prince.
There's
a little banner there. Okay.
Little New England Patriots emblem behind me. It's funny, the only spots in the room that don't have stuff on the walls happen to be the ones in the background. So, lesson learned. Got to get some more art in here. We'll come soon over the next little bit. But yeah, it's nice. Little bachelor pad. Prince's Palace.
Nice.
Buddha's Palace, whatever you want to call it. We're here. We're living. We're thriving. You know, we talked about it on the last episode. Been looking for a move in. That was a big theme. Found a spot. Finally moved in. A lot of legwork going into that. A lot of building. I've been a bit of a Bob the Builder recently with some of this stuff, but we're here. We made it.
Yeah, you were telling me it took you a little bit to set some of the furniture you bought up.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay, so first of all, if you work at Staples and you're listening to this, this is a PSA. It's not as easy to assemble as furniture as you think, okay? I got a desk from Staples. Shout out Staples.
Shout out Staples.
Yeah, shout out Staples. I get this desk. Guy at the store says, oh, you know, it shouldn't take more than an hour. You know, it's a quick assemble. Shouldn't take more than an hour. Legs are already built. I'm like, all right, bet. I get here. I get the desk. First of all, these boxes are packed so tight. It takes you about 10 minutes just to unpack everything. And then you got the styrofoam sounds. That's like my trigger sound. Like if you wanted to ever torture me, you rub styrofoam together. You know that sound the styrofoam makes? It's like,
yeah, I have it in my brain right now. Yeah, I have it.
Yeah, and if you're listening, you're cringing too. Yeah. Right?
Appreciate that.
You're welcome. I'm feeling it too now, so I really shouldn't have said that. But you take everything out of the box. It took me almost 3 effing hours to build this desk that should have taken no problem an hour. So you know what? I mean, maybe there's smarter people than me working on this stuff, but it took me almost 3 hours to build it. A lot of frustration. But we built it. I can't show it here, but it's very sturdy, if you could hear that.
So we're saying maybe not a framer or maybe not an assembler for your career path.
No, I'm not working on roofs like my friend over here. I don't think I have what it takes to be in that field. A lot of frustration on this end when it comes to building stuff and pieces not fitting where they're supposed to. So definitely a test of the patience, but I'm sure you could speak to that with some of the previous work you've done building stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there was a brief period in my life where I was throwing up some houses, you know, throwing up some houses, plural. That's right, guys. Houses, plural. Houses.
Plural. Threw up
multiple houses, 12-pitch roofs, zim zips, snipping some wood. Guys, I don't even... It was just so much skill required to do that job that it's insane. I won't go into too much detail, but yeah, I was definitely a handyman. Definitely just a handyman with every single tool there is. That is complete cap. I was not the greatest at that job either. I didn't even know how to use a measuring tape when I first got on the site. did it for about 5 months, and by the end I was kind of skillful, but now I think I forgot all my skill with the skill saw.
Interesting. You don't think you could whip up a house for me real quick?
Nah. I could barely whip up a meal for dinner.
Don't remind me. Don't remind me.
So have you gone to Impact Coffee again? Prince has found love at Impact Coffee.
Would you believe I've been twice since that day?
Oh, I would believe you've been twice today. Okay, is what I would believe.
Oh, okay. Well, let's let the listeners in on this. So, Coach Chippy comes up for the weekend. We're hanging out, and there's this place near my building, some kind of like hipster, bougier, you know, like health food spot. I'd never heard of it. I never would have thought to go in there. This guy goes, "Oh, they got good coffee, iced coffee, perfect." I go in there. Wow. I mean, what was behind the counter to me was the real selling point, not was what was on the menu. And you could say I have a bit of a crush on a barista, I guess you could say that was. That's a barista, right? That's not a Starbucks.
Bit of a crush.
So since then, have yet to see this individual, have yet to cross paths with this individual, but you never know. You know, I'll leave it up to the universe and see what happens here.
You just have to go on the exact day we went at the exact same time next week.
So that's Saturday. What Sammy said. But then it's like, now I'm tracking your shifts. That's kind of weird,
isn't
it? Yeah,
now that's weird. Now it's completely weird.
Like, oh, you're here again? Right? That's
that's what I mean. So now next time you see her, she's going to be like, oh my days. I think I'll let it happen organically. But you... It's funny because now every time you go in there, you're like,
"Well, this is case." So this is one of those shows. Like, this is why people should listen to this, because I probably say stuff I shouldn't. Monday, I go in, right, fully ready to buy some bullshit beverage that's like way too expensive. Three dudes there. All right, I'm out. That was Monday. Tuesday,
no,
same thing.
You gotta get a coffee now, bro. You gotta go in to enjoy the restaurant now, bro. You can't be going in.
I don't enjoy it. I enjoy the people that work there. I mean, like, I survey the land. I go, okay, maybe I'm lost. I'm in the wrong place. Pull the confused act and then leave, right? So I've done that twice now. So I don't think
you're not even getting a coffee.
That's like $6.
Bro, it's $6, bro. Everything's $6 now.
I don't pay for coffee. Where I work, there's a coffee machine. I don't spend a dime on coffee.
Exactly. So you can afford to spend the $6 because you're getting it for free half the time.
Yeah.
I guess here's the thing.
I can't go back a third time and then leave right away, because then it's like, all right, what's this dude's problem, right? You know, now we're at a point where you got to just, like you said, go in and just buy a beverage, whatever happens. So maybe I'll do that tomorrow. Maybe I'll do that tomorrow.
You need to go in and purchase. I'm going to go in and purchase.
I'll do that tomorrow. I'll support the
Because maybe the like the universe is like, here. Oh, like I need him to purchase something for her to show up again.
Universe doesn't want me to be a broke boy is what it is.
Go in there and spend $10 on a coffee next time.
$10?
Get some whipped cream.
That's what
in there.
It takes.
Get some whipped cream and some chocolate syrup or something.
Oh, okay.
Get a hot chocolate.
Get a hot chocolate. All right. I'll get something. You know what? I will, for you and for this podcast, I will go in tomorrow. I will get a beverage. And I will hopefully have an update on this situation.
I'm excited for this update. We're all excited, I think.
Yeah, I know OJ was pretty interested in what's happening too. But I mean, there's plenty of stuff going on here. I mean, quite a bit. Definitely a lot of things to spend money on. We talk about spending money. There's very much expenses daily, which I didn't realize living at home. You know, everything's kind of taken care of for you. You don't have to worry about certain things. You know, shout out mom and dad. If you live with your mom and dad, don't take it for granted, people. There's so many things that they do that you don't even realize. And then you get out, you're like, oh shit, I got to do this myself. So definitely very grateful for the time I spent in my house. Anyone that's still there, cherish that time.
What's your favorite thing and least favorite thing about living on your own?
Favorite thing? Mm-hmm. The fact that I can record a podcast as loud as I want and no one's here. I mean, that's pretty cool. I mean, I do have a roommate, but he's doing stuff right now. So, like, the freedom to just have my own space. You know, TV's always whatever we want to watch. You know, the fridge is stocked with stuff I want. It's always, like, because it's, like, my place and not, like, our place with my mom and dad. But the thing that I probably hate the least, I mean, I probably shouldn't say this either, but I just changed my sheets for the first time yesterday. So doing laundry.
Oh, my days. Oh, my days. That's true. That's true. That's true.
Changing the sheets was an arduous task because I only have one set of sheets.
Kick the sheets.
Well, here's another one for you. Yesterday, we don't have any plastic cutlery, and all the forks were in the dishwasher. And I ran the dishwasher, and I made some food. And I'm like, oh, I need a fork to eat. And I realized I didn't have a fork. So I had to use this big soup ladle to eat
my
food.
Come on. I didn't have a fork. Come on. You couldn't just go in and do a little hand wash on one of the forks?
No, the dishwasher was on, so I couldn't like stop it and go in there. So yeah, like I was using a ladle to eat my food
because goodness, a ladle. That sounds like me. No. I've been getting better. I've been getting better. Just dishes, doing them right when you're done.
That's efficient.
Well, it's like, yeah, you don't always need to use the dishwasher. Like when you got a pan, like just throw a little scrubber, get your scrubber and then when it's still hot, it comes right off. But yeah, the forks and stuff, yeah, nah. You just got to run that thing every night before you go to bed.
Yeah, but then I pay for like utilities too.
How much are the utilities going for? Like expensive?
We'll see. We'll see. It hasn't been a month yet.
You're not flushing the toilet. You're not running the laundry. You're not running the dishwasher. I'm surprised your lights are on right
like
now.
Oh, of course. We'll see. Yesterday we had the dishwasher going, the laundry machine going, the showers going. So we'll see. Okay. An expensive night in the Huda household yesterday. That's for sure.
Holy. Okay. We don't want to. Let's not get too crazy.
Well, this reminds me of. I don't know if you remember this. Back in university. When we were out of forks at our house, we didn't have a dishwasher. We went to shout out Pub on King. You probably won't appreciate this. We went to Pub on King, and me and Rubes had a contest of who can bring home the most sets of cutlery. So we're stuffing our jackets, stuffing our pants.
But we used them. We went in there and we used it.
I must have grabbed like 8 sets. This guy comes out with 12. We bought like 20. 20 sets worth of forks and knives just on a night out. So very ashamed of that, but that was dire times.
That is unbelievable. What else have you guys been doing at the pad? Watching a lot of TV?
Pad? Yeah, I've watched a lot of hockey. I think we've watched almost every game just because like, what's nice now or not so nice is that every night there's just one game, one basketball game, one hockey game. So you can dial into both. So I've been watching the Florida series, the Edmonton series pretty closely. We watched some of the Luka versus Anthony Edwards and the Timberwolves. He had like a crazy game winner the other night. So been betting a lot too. So it's like you're watching every game because you always got to play on it. So definitely a lot of sports
so far.
And you
guys doing that together?
So he'll say that we're betting together. It's my account, my money, but we're betting together in his mind.
Okay. So what's the dynamic? Are you guys spending every waking moment together? Are you guys in your own room sometimes? What's the dynamic going on in the roommate situation?
During the day, we'll work in our own spaces, right? So I got to like, if I'm working from home, I got my desk, he's got his desk, his room. And then like, I'll go in. So I go in like 3 days a week, so he'll be at home sometimes. Usually at night we'll kick it because like we're not usually together during the day, so at night we'll hang out, we'll watch TV and we'll watch a game or something. So it's usually together, like similar to our vibe at when we used to live together, where it's like during the day we're kind of doing our own things, going to class, you know, working in our rooms, and then at night everyone kind of hangs out. So it's very similar vibe to that.
Okay, I see. Has there, what's like something that he does that annoys you? It's been a week. There's got to be something. Something's popped up.
Nothing at the moment. Knock on wood.
What's
there's nothing
that,
I can think of that he does yet. Yet.
I can't wait for this podcast to continue and just to hear What's going on in that house?
Trials and tribulations. Well, funny enough, I asked yesterday because, like, I would think my biggest nuisance is, like, filming stuff, like going live, making videos, all that. So he asked me, he's like, how often are you filming stuff? I'm like, typically every day. Like, are you hearing me? He's like, not really. So that's a good, that was my biggest character flaw that I was worried about. But so far, so good. Not screaming too much, which is ideal.
Okay, I like it. And what kind of foods do you guys eat? Do you guys cook together? I'm a chef. Or no, is it just...
It's like sometimes, but most of the time it's like cook for yourselves. Like I'm Prince Ramsey over here. I've been chefing up pretty nicely recently to a lot of good food. I've been taking the food pictures. I don't usually send those. I don't usually post those, but I'm keeping those to myself. I've definitely been fine dining.
Wouldn't mind to see
filet mignon, thing like that.
Wouldn't mind to see Story Prince. Wouldn't mind to see Story Prince and giving us a little more insight of what you're doing throughout the day, like when you're cooking. You should be giving the people updates.
Okay.
Because I think we want to see it. I know I want to see it. I wouldn't mind seeing some story updates in the morning, what you're up to, what you're cooking, what when you're walking when you're walking. I wouldn't mind seeing some rants. So I think you need to hit that story button a little more. I think you're lacking on the stories right now.
Okay. I like that. I'm up for the challenge. If you want to watch me put a burger in the air fryer tonight, I can put that on my story.
I would love to know that you did that. You know what I mean? I didn't even know you did that. I wouldn't have known.
I haven't yet. I'm starving. Oh, I have not.
There you go. I'd love to see a little update on the behind the scenes of Prince in his new abode.
I like that. I'm up for the challenge, letting people in a little bit more. I like that. I'll definitely do that. And I think that's a good way to build relationship with the audience, build some more Prince faithful, because we got followers, but we need faithful. There's a difference,
faithful,
right?
Bro. We need people faithful that really, really like you for you. Love you for you.
100%. Hopefully barista will too. But that's enough about me. You've had some crazy shit go on in the past few weeks. I swear I saw you on TSN last week.
That was a couple weeks ago now, I think. Yeah, Chip was on TSN.
Maybe 2 weeks ago.
I was wearing a headset like this. This was like the headset I was wearing. Yeah, that was at the London Knights game. I was at the London Knights game with the OHL, and they were like, hey, do you want to do the intermission interview on TSN? And I said, let's flow. And there was zero preparation. I had no idea what I was getting myself into. So yeah, they threw the camera on, threw the bright lights. I had the little headset on, and then I couldn't see Julia, who I was speaking with, who was interviewing me. So it was difficult to gauge the tonality, like is she finding me funny? Am I being funny? So like, there was a couple moments where like, oh, this is live television, and I don't even know what's going on right now. So I think I even said I'm a little bit nervous on the actual TV, which I think was a power move. Just to let people know, yeah, this is Chippy's first time doing this. I don't know what we're doing. But yeah, that was a wild experience on TV for the first time. How'd I do, that's Prince? Sick.
I thought you killed it. Like I thought for sure when you told me that you were going to do that, they'd prep you. Hey, this is the question list we're going to do. You have this many minutes, this much. Like, it seems like they
literally
really just threw you to the wolves.
5 minutes before, like, I wasn't even sure if I was doing it because I looked over at the girl. I'm like, yo, are we supposed to be, like, doing the interview? And she's like, oh, thanks for reminding me. And then we, like, ran up to the broadcast room. And then I was standing there, like, no one, like, came up to me and was like, yo, this is, like, kind of what's going to happen. So I was like, yo, like, what are we doing? Like, what am I doing? And then they just kind of put the headset on. And then I heard her in the ears. And I'm like, she's like, we're live in 45 seconds. I was like, oh, perfect. And then I was like, not thinking too much, but part of me was trying to think of answers because I didn't know the question. So you're trying to like think of an answer on live TV on the spot and not say a swear word or not. But we flowed and we got it done. I think it was like three minutes. It wasn't a short one. It wasn't like it was like a minute 30. It was like a 3-minuter. And I'm like looking up at the sky trying to think of an answer. Then they're telling me to look at the camera and I'm not looking at the camera. I'm like, I don't know what happened. I think it went pretty good, but I think I would be better if I did it a second time. I'd be a little bit more prepared.
It felt like it never ended. Like there was a question where I was like,
imagine being in there. Imagine being on. Imagine being on, asking me about Sheldon Keefe getting fired, and then you're like, you're getting like these hot questions that they're asking. I'm trying to like, yeah, there is some hot questions, but I think I handled them like a sharpshooter, like a ninja. I was like, oh,
that's good.
Yeah. So yeah, we flowed, but that was that. Yeah, that was fun. What else did I get up to?
My favorite, just going back to that, was when she asked you about the game. And she's like, what are your thoughts on the first period? I'm like, what are you, Don Cherry? What is this?
I didn't even like really watch the game because I was thinking about the interview and people. I was like talking to people. So I didn't even know the score of the game. So she's like, ask me what happened in that first period. And I'm like, yeah, the teams are flowing. Like the power play looked like good for London or something. I don't even know what I was saying. Like, I guess, yeah, like I didn't expect those questions. Like I didn't expect to be asked about the game. So like, I was like not prepared, but like, what are you supposed to say? Like what, like, I don't know. Like, oh, they're flowing. Looks good. Like
you can't be like, I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't watch the first period at all. Like, obviously that's a tough look, but I think you kind of have that safety net where you could just, oh, they're not thinking too much. They're flowing. They're styling.
Like 10 times, bro. I think I said like style and flow, baby. I think I just kept going back to that. And like, and then I kind of took the interview. I was like, oh, like that's what style and flow is all about. Like I just kind of ran with it, but.
Yeah, that was cool. What was the name of the girl that did it with you? You both did a good job.
Julia. Shout out to Julia.
Julia. Shout out to Julia. TSN. Can we see you more on the TV in the future? Was that an audition for a potential future?
Who knows? You know, unknown future. Unknown future. Could be. It's a possibility.
I like that.
But, you know, I like the social media stuff. I like being able to control what I'm creating and be able to make the stuff I like to make. So I kind of more of a social media guy, I think. But who knows? Maybe throw me up on that panel and I'll go out there and flow. Hey, just don't give me any restrictions. Get me on air. Let me flow, and we'll see if they can let me flow. I'll come in for a Saturday night. I'll come in for the big boy game.
That'd be fun. That would be pretty funny. Well, funny, you may not know this, but I was once on CP24 in the background of an interview at Jurassic Park.
That sounds...
Yeah. I was in the background. It was like 2015. I'll find the clip and I'm going to post this in a few days. So my mom somehow, for some reason, she told me the other day, she still has it. It was like me, Taryn, a couple other buddies. We were at the Jurassic Park. This was when the Raptors were like, I think they were playing Miami. Whatever year it was, I don't know. But CP24 was like, oh, you guys look like Raptor fans. You want to do an interview? Sure. And I think, correct me if I'm wrong, Taryn, but I believe Taryn predicted the exact score the Raptors would win by, and it hit.
Oh, wow.
And you just see me standing in the background looking all nervous because I was like, they're like, who wants to do an interview? And three guys went like this, and I was just like, yeah, please. No, don't pick me.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow, someone predicted the future. Someone had the keys.
Yeah,
Taryn had the keys.
I will find that clip. But yeah, that my mom reminded me of that the other day, and so I had to bring up, you know, been on TV before too, but. Not the last time, that's for sure.
Beautiful.
Would you like want to do that? Like, would that be a career avenue for you? Like, would you want to sit on a panel? Would you want your own show? Like, does the TV world interest you at all?
I don't know. I feel like I don't know. I actually don't know. I have never been in a studio and like flowed. Like, I feel like it would be okay. I feel like it would be a lot of work. I just feel like it would be a lot of, like, preparation. Like, that's what I mean. Like, if I could just go out there and flow and not really, like, have, like, a script. But, like, I don't know. I kind of like just making my own videos, too. So, it would be interesting, I think. I don't know.
That's cool.
Would you want to do it?
I think, to your point, like, having creative freedom where it's, like, you know, there's obviously certain topics you have to talk about, but like freedom to be able to like disagree. Like I know certain shows like First Take or Undisputed when one person has to take one side, one person has to take the other. So even if you don't necessarily agree with something, you have to be on that side of the debate. So not having that lens where I can just, you know, speak my mind and kind of give my takes as free as they are, that would intrigue me. But if I have to play some sort of, you know, character of like, oh, I disagree with you, or oh, LeBron's not the best player of all, like stuff like that is where it'd be like, I don't know.
Yeah, I think it'd be fun. Like,
that makes sense.
I think it would be fun to like debate and like with your buddy if it's just like, yeah, you show up and you have some topics and you guys know it's like it's kind of like a joke type thing. Like, but
yeah, I'm in on it and we're just riffing. That's cool. But like, you see those clips where they get heated and they yell at each. Like, remember when Shannon took off his glasses and Skip's like, don't take your glasses off, put those back on. Like, that's a little too much where these guys are like ready to throw hands. That's where I don't know.
Yeah, that's facts. That's true. Yeah, Skip and Shannon. Shannon's got his own pod now. He's out there flowing, doing his own thing, right?
Yeah, him and this Chad Ochocinco. He used to be a wide receiver in the NFL. They do a pod like nightly. They're doing like recaps of the sports, and then they talk about like life. Nightcap, I think it's called.
And then
he has another one like Club Shay Shay.
Yeah. Okay.
I think Club Shay Shay. So they do interviews. Like, he's blown up. Like, I remember when he was on first Take as a guest, then he did Undisputed, and now he's like, I mean, he's more famous now than he ever was as an NFL player, that's for sure.
Yeah, he had that interview with Cat Williams that went crazy.
Yeah, those clips. Did you hear about it? Yeah, those are some crazy stuff said there. Did you hear about Inside the NBA, the show with Shaq, Barkley and all those guys getting canceled?
Yeah, what's going on? You said that. I think we talked about that the other day, didn't we?
Yeah, apparently TNT, who owns the broadcast rights to the NBA, they're not renewing them because it like went up in price. And so if ESPN or NBC or Amazon or whoever takes over, they don't have Shaq under contract or Charles or Kenny Smith or Ernie. So like that show and its incarnation after next season could be done, which is like so sad.
They're talking about hockey more. Did you see that? Like, Biz is in the mix. Like, Shaq Hyman,
They're
bringing
the
jersey.
I love that.
I think they made them talk about hockey. I remember, like, Chuck wasn't talking about it, but now, like, I saw him get, like, a Draisaitl jersey the other day. Like, I think they're, like,
It's cool because the network owns both, right? So it makes good business sense for them to promote or cross-promote on both shows. Like, I think what the TNT panel, like with Biz and Lundqvist and Gretzky and all that, like they've tried to recreate what the NBA guys do. So it's cool. Like the Shaq Hyman stuff's funny. You said there was a Draisaitl jersey? Who got a Draisaitl jersey?
Well, they were talking about it at the end of the Dallas Mavericks game. And like there was a bit where Draisaitl gave...
Oh, shit.
Like Draisaitl didn't come on, but it was like a jersey, like Edmonton Oilers jersey. And it was signed by... Draisaitl. I just watched that clip today. So I'm just like, it looks like they're integrating a little bit more.
That's dope.
Talking about more hockey stuff. So that was interesting. That was an interesting observation I made.
Yeah, look at you consuming different forms of media now. I like that.
They call me the media consumer and creator.
I was going to say, what percent consumer versus creator?
I don't know. Too much consumption. There should be zero consumption and all creative, but you gotta have a little bit of balance, I guess.
That's fair. That's fair. Yeah, I definitely consume more than I create. I think most of the world's just consumers, right? So it's a good analogy. I never thought of it that way, consumer and creator, but it's very interesting. I want to try a new segment here.
Oh yeah, you said you
I feel like you're a big
ready.
Music guy.
Huge music guy. I love music.
Yeah,
love
you're a big music guy. I know you love making it, but I know you love listening to it too. Consuming, creating. We're going back to that. Is there a song on your playlist, on your mind, anything you've been listening to recently that you've been turning up and really, really vibing with that you'd want to share? Song of the week per se?
OJ and I listened to the entire front to back Wish You Were Here album, Pink Floyd, the other day, and it was a masterpiece. Ooh. So I've never sat and listened to it front to back, and we were on a long drive, so we just threw on Wish You Were Here, Pink Floyd, and that is a masterpiece. Music is not made like that today. just a front-to-back concept album, 44 minutes. And like the first song, 11 minutes, 54 seconds of just
damn
beautiful guitar. It's like it's mind. We were saying it's mind or conscious expanding music, like mind expansion. Like that's the music. Like that's the frequency I would say Pink Floyd rocks on. So if you want to expand your consciousness, throw on Wish You Were Here, Pink Floyd. How about you?
I like that. Is that why you're wearing pink today?
No, I just forgot I had to own this thing. It's a little pump cover. I got a muscle shirt on underneath here because we've been been in the gym a little bit. Yeah.
I see that.
A little bit. We were 165 for 10 today.
Right on.
Yeah, we're getting back on that bench. You know about that bench press.
Bird chest, yes.
This bird chest. Someone came up to me today and complimented me, bro. We were making a video, we're making a vlog, and I did a funny video where I took off the pump cover, and I was like, I wonder if anyone looked at me when I did that. Literally 5 minutes later, some dude comes up, and I was like, dude, I just wanted to come over and just like some random guy, like I never had like talked to him before, and he just came over and was like, bro, I just want to come and say, bro, you look good. Like that side chest is insane.
Damn. Look at that.
I was like, holy, bro. That's I was like, this guy's my new favorite guy at the gym, bro.
He's flirting with you.
I almost started blushing, bro. Yeah, that's what I mean. I almost started to blush.
Glazing you.
But yeah, he said my side chest looked good today. So I was like, damn. It was kind of, I was doing this one where I was pumping it. And I'm on creatine now. I'm on creatine for a week. So yeah, I'm about to.
I like it.
About to take this to another level, bro.
I like it. So you have Pink Floyd as your song or album of the week?
Yeah, yes.
And this is going to sound crazy, but the number one song that I can't get out of my head, I can't stop listening to, is Get It Sexy by Sexy Red.
Get It Sexy by Sexy Red. Bro, I've never even heard
that
song.
Yes, I am. I don't know why.
That seems like...
You'll know when you hear it.
I wouldn't have admitted to that if I were you. Like, that's just... Like, to me, that's...
It's a banger. The lyrics are really suspect. Don't love the lyrics.
You are what you consume.
But it's a bop.
You are what you consume, bro.
I'm sexy. That I'm sexy.
Oh, my days, bro. That is not mind-expanding music. That is... Degeneracy. But you know what? Sometimes it bops. I'm not bopping to that, but.
No, I'll send it to you after this podcast.
Nah,
you will bop to it.
I refuse to listen to that frequency, bro.
Get it sexy.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I don't know why. I was just stuck in my head. I wish it wasn't. I wish I was listening to something else, which Kendrick or Drake or
some Pink
maybe
Floyd,
some
bro.
Classics, but that's what's on my head right now.
That's
yeah.
insane.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, new segment, you know, maybe next week I'll have a better, or next episode I'll have a better song, a more educated song.
Please.
A more cleansed music palette, but
I pray for that.
So it's on the mind and the brain right now.
Oh my gosh. I love it. I love it. Whatever makes you happy.
I mean, that's what this show's about.
Whatever thank makes you. You happy.
That sounded constructive, but thank you.
It's to each their own. To each their own. What they choose to consume and what realities they choose to live. I'm not judging.
Well,
me personally.
This song.
Me personally wouldn't choose to. Me personally, though. That's just me personally. But who am I? You know what I mean?
I don't know.
Why is my opinion?
I don't know who I am anymore. It does.
You're turning into Get It Sexy. You're turning into Sexy Red.
Get It Sexy. Get It Sexy. I can't even repeat the lyrics on here. They're so foul. So foul. Like, you listen to this song, it is so foul.
You need a detox.
It's a bop.
You need a dopamine detox.
Take Keith. You know the rest. I can't say it. You know the rest. I hear your you're traveling again. International Chippy back on the move.
Nashville. Where are you going to next? Friday. Nashville playing. That's what I mean. I'm playing roller hockey for the first time ever on Saturday. And I'm
nervous.
Honestly, I didn't realize how hard rollerblading was, bro. You can't stop. And like how hard it, like your feet are like arched in the shoe, in the boot. So like, bro, the pressure points on your foot, it's going to be a battle on Saturday. But I was also on like cement floor that was like super smooth. I think that's like it's grippy stuff you play on. So I slipped. I went down hard. But yeah, I'm not nervous, oh, but I'm definitely like, my expectations aren't high for myself. Like, I've never played inline hockey. I've never even practiced. So it could be real dangerous out there. I might look like a freaking bender, like an actual duster. So like that's going to be a tough look.
That's content though.
It's content.
Right? Like you can just say you're in character.
I know, but it's kind of like Chippy's kind of nasty at everything he does. And now it's like Chippy's a duster. Like what happened to being nasty, Chip? What happened to be nasty? Yeah, I look like a duster on the figure skates too.
Yeah, but it's in character, right? So yeah, like you could just, oh, I'm in character. I'm
nah. I love it. Yeah. Yeah, I love it. I just love being good at stuff. And you know what? But guess what? That's what we're doing. We're getting some humility. Can't be good at everything, you know? And if you've never done it before, how could you possibly be good at it?
Fair words.
Unless you're like
words.
Me. Usually, how long's the flight to Nashville? I'm good at stuff. I don't know. A couple hours, maybe?
A couple hours? No driving overnight?
We drove. It was a 15-hour drive, so, I mean, it's got to be like three hours.
That's insane. Well, I have a show for you. If I know you don't watch TV. I know you don't consume a lot of television, but you know Shane Gillis, the comedian?
Yeah.
You heard of him? So he has a new show on Netflix called Tires. Have you seen this? Have you heard of this show, Tires?
I haven't heard of it, no. It's, but I've seen it.
Very funny. Very, very funny. Sort of like a sitcom style, like The Office, but it's about a mechanic shop that sells tires. And it's really funny. Six episodes, all of them 20 minutes. You'll kill it over the weekend, like within a flight and a flight back. Very, very funny. Highly recommend to you and to anyone watching. We finished it last night. I haven't laughed that hard at a show in a very long time. So very, very good show.
That's what's interesting to me, because that's why like I watch YouTube. Like I don't watch Netflix necessarily. Like that's why I want to do YouTube so much, just because how much YouTube content I consume. Like I love watching YouTube videos. Like I don't know why. I'm a big YouTube guy. Like I'll just be like lost in that algorithm. So they'll recommend something to me and I'm like, oh, I gotta watch that. Like definitely a big, big YouTube guy.
Can you sit and watch a YouTube video that's like 30 minutes long or 40 minutes? Like you see some of those, you're like, really?
I'll watch this full like 20 minute video or like, yeah, bro. If they're good YouTubers and they make good videos and the content's lit, yeah, I'll sit there and watch it. Like,
okay, 100%. That's interesting. So yeah, these episodes are like 20 minutes as well. Pretty funny.
I'll have to check
similar
that out.
Vibe, you know, funny.
I watch Kill Tony definitely a recommend. Lot too.
That's if you don't podcast. Like it. Yeah, that's funny. Did you see Tony at the Tom Brady roast? He just went off on everyone.
Apparently Tom was pissed when he went up and he was like, those shoes are whatever the joke he said at the beginning. Like apparently Tom actually like gave it to him a little bit and he wasn't sure if he should like respond to it. And then he just kept going on his roast.
Oh, yeah, really?
Like, yeah. It's like he went on a podcast and it's like a clip's going viral on TikTok. So like Tommy wasn't happy with Tony.
The Tom Brady, there was one time where he stood up. So Jeff Ross made a joke about Robert Kraft, who's like the Patriots
but
owner.
Is that like a joke? Was that stuff. A joke? Like did he actually come
it was
up or
like,
was he
it's
joking?
All jokes.
Like was he jokingly coming up and saying
no,
don't
like
say
he,
that? To me, it looked like he was joking. I've seen the clip. I've seen the clip 100 times.
I saw, so apparently on Julian Edelman's podcast, he said that one of the topics you weren't allowed to touch was that. And so Jeff Ross went there, and that's why Brady went up, was like, yo, we're not doing that. But like you said, it could all be a work. You know, we could just be part of the joke.
Because that almost brought more.
Apparently, that was one of the
it.
Things that was off limit.
Him doing that brought more attention to
it. Yeah, it was illegal shit,
it.
Right? So, yeah. But I want to figure out what joke you were talking about with Tony and Tom.
Oh, Tony That's just went up and he was like,
I didn't hear about this.
It was the beginning of his roast. He just like went up and was like, nice shoes, those come in men's or something like that. Like, I don't even know. And then he says, also, like, I'll
really?
Shut up.
That?
I guess he didn't know who Tony was. Like, he didn't really know who Tony was. So this, he was just kind of like, yeah, you got to watch the Tony podcast where he talks about it.
Yeah. No, I'll definitely check that out. Yeah, that was a good. That was Netflix too. Netflix is on a roll right now with funny stuff. So shout out Netflix.
Rolling.
A lot of shout outs today. A lot of stuff. We're rolling. Well, that's all I had for this week, Chip. Anything you got on your mind? Anything you're thinking about? You want to talk?
I got this haircut that I got the other day, and it's too short, and my flow's gone, and it's kind of upsetting.
Yeah, but it'll grow back.
It'll grow back. But other than that,
it's a summer cut. It'll grow back.
I got to go eat some food, make some food, and put some food back.
Same here.
And
same here.
We're going to keep flowing. That's what we're going to do.
Hell yeah. Appreciate you jumping on. Appreciate the audience, the viewers, the new listeners. We've got a lot of new followers recently. So if you're checking this out for the first time, this is your introduction to Prince off of a 60-second reel and Coach Chippy. This has been the Prince Huda podcast. Thank you for watching. Like, comment, subscribe, and we will see you next time.
Let's go.